Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Talk to Anyone, Anytime. Anywhere by Ernestine Michels is a contemporary communication and self-help guide positioned around everyday conversation skills and practical networking. It aims to help readers who feel awkward, anxious, or uncertain in social settings develop the confidence to start conversations, keep them going, and turn brief interactions into genuine connections. Drawing on broadly applicable interpersonal principles such as active listening, awareness of nonverbal cues, and adapting to different personalities and contexts, the book focuses on approachable, repeatable techniques rather than abstract theory. It also speaks to professional situations such as events and work interactions, where many people want to network without feeling pushy or performative. As part of the Communication Mastery series, it fits the genre of skills-based personal development that emphasizes practice, self-awareness, and incremental improvement. The overall purpose is to make communication feel more natural and authentic, whether you are making small talk, navigating group settings, or building longer-term relationships. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building confidence and reducing social anxiety through practice. A central focus of the book is helping readers move from hesitation to action in everyday social moments. Instead of treating confidence as a personality trait you either have or lack, the approach is framed as a skill you can build through preparation, repetition, and small wins. For people who experience social anxiety or frequent awkwardness, the book emphasizes taking manageable steps that expand your comfort zone over time. This incremental practice idea supports the broader goal of making conversation feel less like a performance and more like a normal human exchange. The value of this topic is its practicality. Readers can start with low-stakes interactions, learn to tolerate brief uncertainty, and gradually become more comfortable initiating and participating in conversations. The book also aligns confidence with authenticity, encouraging communication that reflects real curiosity and respect rather than memorized lines. In that sense, confidence is not presented as dominance or charisma, but as the steadiness to show up, engage, and recover when a moment feels imperfect. This mindset helps readers become more resilient in social settings and more willing to connect across different environments. Secondly, starting and sustaining conversations beyond surface-level small talk, the book highlights the fundamentals of initiating conversations and keeping them moving, especially for readers who fear awkward silences or do not know what to say next. Its focus is not merely on speaking more, but on creating a flow that feels comfortable for both people. Conversation starters matter, but so does the ability to follow up, ask thoughtful questions, and respond in a way that shows attention and interest. A key theme is moving beyond shallow exchanges by using listening and curiosity to find shared points of meaning, whether that is a mutual interest, a relevant experience, or a common goal. IATA POAN. This topic also connects to the idea that meaningful dialogue is built one turn at a time, noticing what the other person emphasizes, reflecting it back, and inviting elaboration. By focusing on sustaining conversation, the book supports readers who want to be more socially fluent in varied contexts, from casual chats to professional introductions. The emphasis on genuine connection keeps the methods grounded, steering readers toward communication that feels human and respectful rather than transactional or overly rehearsed. Thirdly, active listening and empathy is the foundation for authentic connection. Another major topic is active listening as the core engine of strong communication. The book treats listening as an active skill that shapes the quality of relationships, not a passive pause while you plan your next sentence. By paying close attention to what someone says, how they say it, and what they seem to care about, you can respond in ways that make the interaction feel safe and valued. This emphasis naturally links to empathy, demonstrating consideration for another person's perspective and emotional tone, especially in moments that could otherwise remain superficial. The practical outcome is improved rapport, because people generally feel closer to those who make them feel heard. The book's positioning also suggests that active listening helps you avoid common conversation traps such as dominating the exchange, rushing to advice, or staying stuck in generic questions. Instead, listening becomes a tool for discovering what matters to the other person and for shaping your responses with more relevance and sensitivity for readers interested in long-term relationships. This topic is especially important because consistent listening habits often determine whether connections deepen or fade after the first friendly interaction. Fourthly, reading nonverbal cues to communicate with clarity and awareness. The book emphasizes the role of nonverbal communication in how messages are received and how comfortable an interaction feels. This includes paying attention to cues such as posture, facial expressions, gestures, eye contact, and personal space. For readers who struggle to interpret social situations, learning to notice these signals can reduce guesswork and help them adjust in real time. Nonverbal awareness is also presented as a two-way skill, understanding what others might be communicating without words, and managing your own body language so it supports your intent. When verbal content and nonverbal signals align, conversations tend to feel clearer and more trustworthy. This topic is particularly relevant for networking and group settings, where first impressions often form quickly and where subtle signals can indicate interest, discomfort, or readiness to move on. The book's broader emphasis on authenticity fits here as well, because nonverbal communication is difficult to fake convincingly for long periods. By encouraging readers to be aware rather than performative, the book points toward communication that is both more effective and more ethical, helping readers connect without relying on manipulation or forced persona building. Lastly, networking and difficult conversations without losing authenticity. The book addresses two common pressure points: networking situations and challenging conversations. Networking can feel intimidating because the setting often heightens self-consciousness and creates uncertainty about what is appropriate to say or do. The book supports readers by emphasizing preparation, situational awareness, and behaviors that make relationship building more natural. Rather than treating networking as collecting contacts, the approach centers on forming real connections through curiosity, respect, and follow-through. Alongside this, the book also highlights the need to handle difficult exchanges calmly, without escalating conflict. This topic matters because real relationships and professional environments inevitably include disagreements, misunderstandings, and boundary setting. The emphasis on managing these moments suggests a balanced approach, staying composed, listening carefully, communicating clearly, and keeping the interaction constructive. Bringing networking and difficult conversations under the same umbrella reinforces the book's core promise: you can communicate confidently across contexts, not only when things are easy. The consistent thread is authenticity, encouraging readers to be direct and considerate rather than overly polished, aggressive, or avoidant, so that communication builds trust over time. In conclusion, How to Talk to Anyone, Anytime, Anywhere is best suited for readers who want practical tools to feel more comfortable in social interactions and more effective in professional communication. If you regularly hesitate before speaking, fear awkward pauses, or find networking events draining and confusing, the book is positioned to offer a straightforward path toward improvement through repeatable habits. Its strongest practical benefit is helping you build a reliable social toolkit: ways to initiate conversations, listen with intention, interpret nonverbal feedback, and adjust your approach to different people and contexts. For readers who want relationships that feel real rather than performative, the emphasis on authenticity and empathy provides a useful counterweight to communication advice that can lean too heavily on tactics. Compared with many books in the Talk to Anyone category, it stands out primarily through its broad, everyday applicability and its focus on confidence building for people who feel anxious or awkward. Not only for those who want to optimize influence, the likely intellectual benefit is a clearer understanding that strong communication is not a mysterious talent, but a learnable craft shaped by attention, practice, and respect. Readers looking for advanced academic theory may want additional sources, but those seeking actionable guidance will find it aligned with real-world needs. If you would like to support Ernestine Michels, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.